4. The Snow White Villa. Chapter 12. More Animal Friends. The new villa was as white as snow. It was on the top of a hill. There was a long veranda on one side of the house. The front garden had lots of flowers. There was a big magnolia tree in the back garden, and there were olive trees everywhere. I now had an opportunity to observe some green praying mantises, with their big eyes and their long arms and legs. I named one of the biggest of these strange insects Sicily. She flew into my room at night to hunt the insects that flew around my light. Sicily was almost 12 centimeters long. The first time I picked her up, she grabbed my thumb with her long arms. The sharp points along her arms penetrated my thumb, and I immediately dropped her. When I looked at my thumb, it was bleeding in several places. Transparent lizards called geckos also came to my room at night to hunt insects. I named one particularly clever gecko Geronimo. He lived alone under a rock in the garden. In the evenings, he climbed up the wall and through the window to hunt in my room. He also hunted the insects that flew around my light. One night, there was a terrible battle in my room between Sicily and Geronimo. Sicily flew in to hunt while Geronimo was there. Geronimo attacked Sicily to protect his territory. They fought across my ceiling and up and down my wall. Finally, they fell onto my bed. Sicily's sharp arms made a long cut on Geronimo's back. Geronimo caught one of Sicily's legs in his mouth. Sicily grabbed his tail. Sicily lost the fight when Geronimo broke off a wing and one of her legs. Then the winner ate the loser. Meanwhile, Mother found a new tutor for me. His name was Mr. Kralewski, and he lived in an old mansion near the edge of town. Kralewski was a short man with an egg-shaped head. "Are you Jerry Durrell?" he asked the first time we met. "I'm sure we are going to be great friends. Come and help me give my bird some fresh water." We went up to the attic of his house. It was filled with enormous bird cages. There were dozens of birds flying around inside them. Kralewski talked to the birds while we filled each water pot. We spent part of every lesson talking about birds. But Kralewski also made me learn a lot of history, geography, and French. I soon discovered that Kralewski had a fantastic imagination. He told me wonderful adventure stories. He was always the hero, and there was always a beautiful lady to rescue. One day, I told Kralewski I wanted a bulldog. "Oh, yes, bulldogs are excellent dogs," he said. "But bull terriers are dangerous." "I remember how I saved the life of a lady," Kralewski told us. "I was walking in a park when I heard someone screaming. I ran through the trees. Suddenly, I saw a lady with her back against a tree. Her dress was torn and her legs were bleeding. A bull terrier was attacking her. She was trying to protect herself with a chair, but she was getting weak." His eyes were shining as he continued. "I ran to hit the dog with my walking stick. The beast turned and jumped at my throat. I hit the animal on the head, but my stick broke. The dog was injured, but it jumped at me again. I stood there with empty hands." "What did you do then?" I asked eagerly. "I did the only thing possible under the circumstances," said Kralewski. "When the dog jumped at my face, I put my hand into its mouth and grabbed its tongue. It bit my hand, and I was bleeding, but I held its tongue. Finally, the dog's body stopped moving. It couldn't breathe while I was holding its tongue." I knew it was probably not true, but it was a wonderful story. One day, I met Kralewski's mother. She was a very small, old woman, not much bigger than a child. Her bedroom was filled with flowers. "Can you hear the flowers talking?" she asked me. I shook my head. The idea of flowers talking was new to me. "I can hear them having long conversations," she said. "At least I think they're conversations, because, of course, I can't understand the language. Do you see that rose? He was in a vase with some wild flowers, and they were very rude. He was dying. I put him into a vase alone and gave him half an aspirin. Now he's beautiful again, and he's trying to stay beautiful for as long as possible." "Well, bats talk to each other and we can't hear them, so perhaps flowers are the same," I said. "Exactly," Mrs. Kralewski said. "Now that I'm old, everything has slowed down. I notice things I never had time for when I was young. When you're old, you'll hear the flowers too." One afternoon, after my lessons, I was walking on a hill close to the villa when I found a magpie's nest. There were 4 baby birds in it. I took the largest and the smallest ones home. Everyone in the family reacted to them in a different way. "They're lovely," said Margot. "What are you going to feed them?" asked Mother. "They're repulsive," said Leslie. "Oh, no, not more animals," shouted Larry. "What is them?" asked Spiro. "They're magpies," I said. "Magpies?" said Leslie. "They're terrible robbers." Larry took out a 100-drachma note and held it over the baby birds. They looked up and opened their mouths. "Did you see that?" exclaimed Larry. "They tried to attack me and get the money. Jerry, you cannot keep these birds." "Nonsense," said Mother. "They're hungry. I think Jerry can keep them." "You'll be sorry," said Larry. "We'll need guards to protect our jewellery and money with those birds in the house." "What is them name?" asked Spiro.
"Magpies," answered Mother.
"Ah, magpies," said Spiro.
"No, magpies," said Mother.
"That's what I say," said Spiro. "Magpies."
And that is what we called the 2 birds, magpies. After they started to fly, they learned which rooms they could enter. They thought Larry's bedroom was the most interesting, because he always chased them away. They were certain he had something important to hide. One day, Larry went swimming and left his window open. When he returned, his room was a disaster. There were papers all over the floor and paper clips all over the carpet and bed. Magpie footprints in red and green ink covered the table, floor and bed. "Jerry, you must do something to control those birds, or I'll murder them," Larry shouted. Mother and Leslie came upstairs and looked into Larry's room.
"Good heavens! What happened here?" asked Mother.
"It was probably the magpies," said Leslie, looking over her shoulder. "Did they steal anything?"
"No," said Larry. "That's the one thing they didn't do."
After that, I decided to build a cage for the magpies.